this is not new, and there is no need for the nation or even Studio 7 to celebrate, you know, about this whole issue. There are so many ones who completed these reforms, who wanted to be given a piece of land or allocated a piece of land, and they are busy doing wonders in those farms.
Mr. Gutu, if you can come in there on this issue.
We have always said as the MDC, the land reform program should actually benefit all deserving Zimbabweans, regardless of race, ethnic background, color, or creed. So this has been our trump card right from the beginning of the party, the formation of the party, the National People's Convention way back in September 1999. We have said that the issue of land should be de-racialized, because the problem with ZANU-PF is they've always seen land as a racial issue.
Mr. Chirumanzi, your response there. Is this a question of the hunger issue within Zimbabwe that is leading up to these offer letters being given?
It is a question for why they have now realized that their game plan is over. If they want to be in Zimbabwe, and if they are interested in farming, they have to follow the normal channel that is being followed by any Zimbabwean. Because for all along, remember, whites were all interested in the court. You know, remember, there was this Sadc tribunal, there is this Hague court, and so forth. So most of the white blocs, they went through all these courts, and they have discovered that it has done nothing for them. Therefore, the only way for those who are still interested in farming, they have to simply follow the normal procedure, that is of applying and giving a piece or the size of the land which he or she requires. That's it. This has got nothing to do with the hunger. Hunger is determined by, for example, in Zimbabwe, because of these economic sanctions which were, remember, requested by Mr. Gutu and his party MDC, and this climatic change which we are experiencing.
Mr. Gutu, your response there, is this an issue of hunger, as Mr. Chirumanzu saying, it's a compilation of other issues, issue of climate, but then also issue of sanctions?
Look, this is ZANU-PF just realizing that their policies of the so-called violent land reform program have failed spectacularly. This is an open admission of failure. The issue of climate change really is neither here nor there. There's been climate change happening for the past century or two, and the ZANU-PF cannot use climate change as the reason why we are hungry. We have a food shortage here in Zimbabwe. Across the border, across the Zambezi River, up north in Zambia, they have a surplus of maize. This simply shows that this has nothing to do with climate change.
Mr. Chirumanzu, I'll come to you for your last word. Will this move assist to boost the agricultural sector?
Like I said earlier on, you know, this is not news. This is not even an issue. There are even far much black farmers who are doing wonders in this country. And this has got nothing to do with the color. As the ZANU-PF, we are not even interested. It's not even news at all, like I said earlier on, that, you know, there are so many whites who are involved in farming in Zimbabwe, and those whites simply follow the procedure, what the country wants.
Mr. Gutu, coming back to you for your last word, is it a question of a policy, as Mr. Chirumanzu is saying, and not a question of political alignment?
If we're going to build a modern nation state, we have to take every Zimbabwean on board, black, white, pink, or yellow. And I'm happy that at long last, and belatedly so, ZANU-PF are realizing that their violent land reform program, where they went their way to chase away all white farmers from the land, was actually ill-advised. And that it is the, if not the main cause of the hunger that is stalking the nation right now. Because much as I agree that there are some black farmers who have done very well, the fact of the matter is that most of the resettled farmers have been nothing but a big flop. And now ZANU-PF realized that